The fish wade through black jade. Of the crow blue mussel shells, one keeps adjusting the ash heaps.
This is Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson. And that is Marianne Moore.
The barnacles which encrust the side of the wave cannot hide there, for the submerged shafts of the sun split like spun glass.
She was a giant in American poetry in the last century. Despite writing notoriously difficult poems, Moore became famous enough to throw the first pitch at a Yankees game at age 80 in 1968. Along with baseball, Moore was also a big nature buff. She read natural history, went to biology lectures, and she especially loved the American Museum of Natural History in New York, where she would study the dioramas of habitats. She liked to talk to animal experts and to kids visiting the museum. In a series of poems from the 1930s, she wrote about some of the exotic animals she found there. The Arctic ox, the pangolin, which resembles an armadillo, and the jerboa, a giant-eared rodent that looks like a cartoon character. Here's Moore reading her poem, Rigorists, about reindeer.
We saw reindeer browsing, a friend who'd been in Lapland said, finding their own food. They are adapted to scant rhino or pasture, yet they can run 11 miles in 50 minutes. The feet spread when the snow is soft and act as snowshoes. They are rigorists. However handsome...
With all the details she packs in there, it sounds almost like a Wikipedia page in verse. And that's partly the point. Since Aesop's fables, people have projected human characteristics onto animals. The brave lion, the cunning fox, the wise owl. Marianne Moore was interested in what animals are actually like. She thought science could be the stuff of poetry as well, and if there was a moral to the particular story, she let it come out of the animal's actual behavior. Here she is reading from her poem, The Wood Weasel, which is not actually an animal. It's her personal rebranding of the skunk.
The wood weasel emerges daintily, the skunk, don't laugh, in sylvan black and white chipmunk regalia. The inky thing, adaptively whited with glistening goat fur, is Woodwarden. In his ermined, well, cuttlefish-inked wool, he is determination's totem. Outlawed, his sweet face and powerful feet go about in chieftain's coat of chilcat cloth. He is his own protection from the moth, noble little warrior. That otter skin on it, the living polecat, smothers anything that stings. Well, this same weasel's playful, and his weasel associates are too. Only wood weasels shall associate with me.